Greg, there was people in the clubhouse till late, at, I suppose, 9:30, 10 o'clock. So it obviously happened very late at night, and they would have gained access to the ground somehow. It would have taken a fair bit of determination to do so. And it was kind of strange because there was fire hydrants up the river end of the pitch on the right-hand side, and it was just sitting on the steps. So they'd actually taken the fire hydrant, gone out onto the pitch and sprayed it in a line of about, I don't know, 25, 30 feet, and it just left a big mark the next day. It looked like if you look at the actual picture, like it's actually burned. I don't know, is it the heat or what happened? But now, we don't want to over-dramatise it because the pitch will be fine from the advice we've got. Our club shop, one of our fantastic volunteers, Anne Kelly, knows that there was forced entry and it was quite a determined effort because they're steel doors and it would take take a fair bit of commitment to try and do the damage to it. But thankfully, it didn't get in. And if they had, they probably would have wrecked a lot of merchandise. And there's an awful lot of hard work goes into, as you know, to keep these things going. So, as I said, we don't want to over-dramatise it, Greg. It's just very disappointing. And, you know, we obviously had the guards around and they said just to, you know, definitely go public with it. And if anybody's got any information, to contact Ballybofey Garda Station.